الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين، والرسول المسدد المصطفى الأمجد حبيب إله العالمين أهل القاسم محمد.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين وصحبه المنتجبين، واللعن الدائم على أعدائهم أجمعين، وبه نستعين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لا أقسم بهذا البلد، وأنت حل بهذا البلد، ووالد وما ولد، لقد خلقنا الإنسان في كبد. صدق الله العلي العظيم.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
We seek refuge to the mighty Allah, the Lord of the universe, from the evil of the devil. In the name of Allah, the compassionate, the loving, the merciful. Inshallah, brothers and sisters, we will begin the tafsir, the exegesis of the Holy Quran. Truly, brothers, we are far, too far from the book that is supposed to be number one issue and priority in our life. Mind you, if we go to school, my PhD in chemistry or physics will not complain if I did not abide by it. Mind you, if I go to a city, that city will not complain. For example, to Michigan, to Texas, wherever. Mind you, if I go to a person, and let's say that person did not, astaghfirullah, see me pray, will not complain. But judgment day, the Holy Quran will complain. Rasulullah complained in this dunya that we have left this Holy Quran without studying it. قَالَ رَبِّي إِنَّهُمْ اتَّخَذُوا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ مَهْجُورًا. So therefore, brothers and sisters, we decided we go back to the Holy Quran. Every example Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had put in this Holy Quran. So therefore, inshaAllah ta'ala, we will begin Surah Al-Balad, because the previous surahs are located in the internet. Please, if you guys go to shiatv.net and you will see them. You will see all the way from beginning of Surah. I began from the end of the Holy Quran, and that is Surah An-Nas, and came to this way, and now inshallah we are in Surah Al-Balad. The significance of this surah. This surah is one of the greatest surahs of the Holy Quran, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had put a bunch of benefits. What are the benefits for reading this Holy Quran? If someone read it, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi and the Imams had mentioned. This hadith is from Abi Abdullah, Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq salamullahi alayhi. He said, if somebody would like to have fame in this dunya, but fame in goodness, not a fame of, let's say Michael Jackson, for instance, you know. The fame in goodness, the fame of virtuousness, read this Holy Quran. مَنْ قَرَأَهُ فِي فَرِيضَتِهِ كَانَ فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ وَإِنَّهُ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. This is in this dunya. In judgment day, yes, in judgment day he will be famous and with a high position. Now, if this is what you want in dunya and akhirah, you rely on this surah, Surah Al-Balad. Another hadith, it says that judgment day he will be the friend of the prophets and ash-shuhada, the martyrs, was-salihin. This is another hadith. Another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, he said that whoever read this surah, كَسِكِ إِن سُورَةِ بَخُونَيَ, whoever reads this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this dunya will give him a signature of peace and salvation from his anger and judgment day. And in other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala treats him with peace and tranquility in judgment day. Something that we need. And it will be his salvation when he is riding Sirat al-Mustaqim. وَإِنَّهُ نَجَاةٌ مِّن صُعُودِ الْعَقَبَةِ الْكَأُودِ. That sirat that is extremely difficult, you will see, just show them this signature of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you will pass by. Now, if you would like to have something in this dunya, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, he said, whomsoever writes it and hangs it, this is ta'weedah. Now you guys know ta'weedah, you know, you know, you guys know what's ta'wida, talism. It's a form of talisman. It said, if someone will hang this on his beloved, beautiful child, he will be saved from every bad eye, as chishme bad, as hasad, from bad, from evil things. Seen and unseen. It is also great if you see that the baby cries a lot, hang it on his, you know, like they make these hirses, hang it on his hand, hang it on his chest. It will be helping from not crying. The baby will not cry. Whatever he has, it'll be saved. It is also, if somebody kind of washes it with water, you know, some people that write it with saffron, zafiran. Now, these are medical issues. Now, medical issues needs testing. I understand. We have physicians in this, you know, in our beautiful session, our beloved sessions. And if somebody would do that and put it in the nose, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would protect him and will make him be cured from the diseases of the nose. Anyway, you see that this chapter, this surah, has dunya benefits and akhirah benefits. So you see, as we have discussed previously, the surahs of the Holy Quran is like a moving, not only a pharmacy, but also other issues. A pharmacy, a portable pharmacy, you have to know what's in it, so you will not get inside and eat the wrong medicine. Maybe you're allergic to it and you died after it. The Holy Quran is the same. You have to know what is good for what. The good thing about the Holy Quran, it will give you, if it's benefited, it will give you the benefit, but it will not harm you in any way. But the medicine, it will. So, Surah Al-Balad. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yes sir.
جسارت نشین تلسم که فرمودید این برای مؤمنین مسلمین و صالحین
یعنی نیز بلیف
بله نمیشه ببری بده تو که زندان اینا که عروض در آخر میزنن بگه من از همه چیز سیف
بله if he believes in it, if he becomes a Muslim, if he becomes a mu'min, as we do, and you see that, mashallah, I see beautiful faces of mu'mineen, inshallah ta'ala. Yes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala began with the Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, and Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim is a lecture of its own. However, we begin by this surah. This is one of the surahs that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala began it by swear. It is one of these surahs that are harsh. It is Makkiyah, from Mecca. You know it because it's from Mecca. It has been ascended, been brought down to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi in Mecca. Now why these surahs that was brought down in Mecca are harsh? Because people of Mecca, they were extremely harmful to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. They were beating his followers, he himself being thrown with stones. They've been tortured. I mean, you guys know that the last result was to, astaghfirullah, kill Rasulullah with 40 swords, so his blood will be distributed among all of the tribes, and there nobody could even talk about taking his blood back, you know, go defend him in any way or form. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was bringing these surahs down, and it was given a great support and heart to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala began with this swear, La uqsimu bihadha al-balad. Now it seems it's a negative. La began with la. Yes, it is negative. You know, it's just like saying, no, na bikhuda qasam bikhuda. Means they're saying something that you will say, no, I swear. So that swear began with a negative. La uqsimu bihadha al-balad. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, no, these Mecca people are wrong, these worshipping of the idols are wrong, these acts and the etiquettes that they have are completely wrong. No, I swear with this city. Now, what is the benefit of this city? You know, brother, as you guys know, a location in itself does not have an honor. The location is honored by the one that is there. Al-makanu bil-makin. Whoever sits somewhere, it becomes a holy place. Subhanallah, our Imam al-Ridha, salamullahi alayhi, Shams al-Shumus wa Anis al-Nufus. He stood up in a certain place in Mashhad to make a wudu. That place became muqaddas. That place became holy. Astaghfirullah. What is the significance of a stone? Mecca. Why Mecca is so holy? Why Medina suddenly became holy? Why? What's called the city that the Imam wanted initially went in France. You see, right now it became famous on the world. SubhanAllah, why? Because some holy feet got in there and put his feet over there. He prayed over there. And then suddenly it became to the world. It becomes holy, ya SubhanAllah. La uqsimu. Why? Wa anta hillun bihadha al-balad. I swear by this city. But why I swear by this city? Because you are in this city. So brothers, truly speaking, you know, there's I read somewhere, but I can't make sure now. It says that Khidr, salamullah, no matter where he goes, it becomes green. Truly speaking, if, this is a challenge really, if I see the Shias in one way or another go to a certain place, that place will become holy in time. It become blessed. Just go to the way from Karbala to Sham. Even places that a little baby's head was put there, it is a city now. When it was a total desert, now it is a city. If you go to Egypt, there is a place called Ra's al Hussein. It became a city. Ya subhanAllah, the blessing of a mu'min. Of course, to us, it's imam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what is he saying? La uqsimu bihadha al-balad. Wa anta hillun bihadha al-balad. Tonight, he's a swear. But also, he's showing a great importance of Rasulullah. Ya Rasulullah, you are important. That you are giving such a great dignity and place to this city. So therefore, I swear by this city. Then also, he's saying, وَوَالِدٍ وَمَا وَلَدٍ. I also swear by a father and what the children he had brought. Now, who are the fathers to us? You know, as you know, the word walid means the one that is born a child, a paternal one. You only have one walid. We only have one walid, right? And that is our father. But ab, we have so many. At least three, as they say. He said, abawaka thalath. You know, your fathers are three. The father that brought you to this world. The father that taught you. A teacher is a father. Anyone who teaches you, who disciplines you, is a father. وَأَبٌ زَوَّجَكَ, and a father that made you get married. So these are three, they are important, of course. But here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying وَوَالِد. وَوَالِد, they're saying that it is Adam alayhi salam and all of his children. I swear by Adam and his children. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, somehow, he put us all in the same swear. وَالِدٍ وَمَا وَلَدٍ. Now why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swear? شَرَ قَسَمْنِي خَرَمْ خُدَيْهُ. Why are you, Allah, you're swearing? لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي كَبَدٍ. Now, what kind of world is this? I surely created a human being in total hardship, in total effort and agony in this world. A lot of us, we have to work hard. Things will not fall in our laps, brothers and sisters. You know, a lot of people, they come and they say, oh, bah-bah, oh, doctor, shut. Okay, bah-bah, khuda mubarak, bashay, inshallah. He became a PhD. Well, it's great. You know, in one sentence, they summarized. But do you know how much he had suffered through the classes, through the tests, through the sleepless nights in order to have to gain that degree? You know, people do. Bah-bah, oh, mubarak, bashay, inshallah. Well, you know, this son, beautiful son of yours. You know, you ask the mother, you tell the mother, you know, mashallah, you have a beautiful son, a obedient son, a worshipping son. Do you know what the mother had gone through? Subhanallah. She is the one. You know, let me tell you a story here so we break a little bit of the monotony. You know, it said that Ayatullah al-Ummah, you know, Shaykh al-Ansari, the one, Shaykh al-Ummah as it's called, he's the one, the writer of the upper level courses of a sutuh. You know, he began with Kitab al-Rasail, al-Makasib, you know, the upper level. So when you study a sutuh, it's two levels. It's called the lower level and higher level. Or sutuh yik, sutuh du. You know, the first one and the second level. The second level, you study his books. So, this person, he became Ayatullah al-Uzma. And the word Ayatullah al-Uzma, brothers, it is not simple for a person to say Ayatullah al-Uzma. It is very heavy title. You know, just like when we say a doctor, you know, this is a much, much heavier title for a person because there are a lot of characteristics of taqwa, of piety, of wara, of religiosity, of spirituality.